Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah!
Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. A blessed Shabbat. No, I don't mean the seventh day Sabbath. I'm talking about this blessed time, my brothers and sisters, that is now called the Feast of Tabernacles. In this very precious time, I thank the Most High for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. The time of the Most High is consecrated for the remembrance of the ancient ways of our people. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will seek all the Most High requires. Blessed are they who will prepare in this time. Prepare wisely and sincerely in this time. For the Most High indeed, while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, he preserved them, my brothers and sisters, that they might prepare. They might wisely prepare. Finally, unto the way of pure, perfect peace. That they might be found worthy to inherit a land, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has consecrated only for those who will be the habitations of his pure and his perfect word. Well, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, I'm thankful to the Most High to be back with you here again and speak these precious words. I pray the Most High shall place it upon the hearts. They shall discern the blessing that exists in so hearing. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that whether this world would have you to know it or not, the truth is simply what it is. One can revere Yah, true to all that he is, according to all that is his pure and perfect will, who believes that this mass of worldly, indiscriminate, double-minded contradictions. My brothers and sisters, anybody who can believe that this massive contradictions is the pure thought of the Most High is unworthy unto the holy name. Anyone who can believe this massive contradictions, my brothers and sisters, is anything else but double-minded and impure thinking, is not worthy and cannot even begin to be a disciple under Yah. Whoever believes this pretense, my brothers and sisters, this pretense of massive contradictions is acceptable unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, worships deceivers, and not Yah. For this reason, it is written, for those who will understand it, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. I said a word from Yah. Faith is his gift. And my brothers and sisters, to discern beyond the mass of worldly contradiction that exists in this world, I said the power to contradict, or let's just say see beyond the contradictions of this world, the power to see beyond the massive contradictions, which could be the way of life declared from the beginning, is only by the gift of the Spirit of the Most High that we might overcome every illusion, that we might discern beyond every illusion, that we might discern, in fact, what is our purpose. For man was created, man was created, the habitation of the Holy Spirit, the habitation of the Word of Truth, the preserver, a tablet, living tablet, upon which the knowledge of the will of Yah might be preserved. Yes, my brothers and sisters, from generation to generation, there's a voice of the Most High in the earth. This, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, the adversary knows quite well. I said this, the adversary, from the beginning, known quite well. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned purpose? We read the scriptures, we find the Most High created man. He breathed into him the breath of life. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand that this is more than just the capacity to be animated, to walk around on two legs. My brothers and sisters, well, the Most High breathed in a man as the spirit of life. It's a conscience, my brothers and sisters, a conscience pure, according to my brothers and sisters, to what beyond contradiction is life. The principle of life has no contradictions or contentions in it. We have to understand the real meaning of these things. I repeat, we have to understand the real meaning of these things. Book of Ephesians tells us that man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit. Man was created to be a habitation then of a pure and perfect word. I said man was created to be a habitation of a pure, perfect word. I don't mean after the misadministrations of man. I don't mean just looking at the book and interpreting it as it seems wise in this generation. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us Messiah to restore what is wisdom, to expose all unrighteousness. Will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. With the breath of his lips, how about the pure word of his mouth? Shall he slay and expose every wicked way. That unto him, my brothers and sisters, it is written, all nations shall seek him that is, they discern his peace, his rest, in a manner, my brothers and sisters, gloriously honorable. I say gloriously honorable before Yah. You must understand what this means, my brothers and my sisters. The reason why the scripture said that all nations will finally at last seek him, because there's something they have not known. Men will realize that they're having sought the Most High, so they say, after a multitude of worldly contradictions, has not actually been a matter of seeking the Most High at all. Again, my brothers and sisters, it is written, Psalms 111, 10 through 11. Reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And again, my brothers and sisters, I tell you what the Most High told me. If any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions like we see in this world is the work of the Holy Spirit, or the result of man having hearkened and listened diligently unto the voice of Yah, if any man can believe this multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, is the thoughts of Yah, such a one, so undiscerning, so easily gullibly misled, cannot even begin to be a disciple unto him. One scriptures tell us, again, I'll speak it again, Book of Jacob, we're scattered among the nations, indiscriminate after the diverse ideals of the nations. We must recognize that faith in Yah, who is one, demands we realize the need to seek what before Yah is a pure and perfect work, a pure and perfect understanding, completion, pure, after his will, for the Most High will preserve no man's lie. He will not preserve the result of any man's misallegiances. I will tell you what the Most High told me. He told me, whatever you see or hear from men, better check it out with him first, or else someone will make a fool of you. He told me, beware whatever you join yourself with. You become one with in spirit. He said that every lie, hasty conclusion, the man exalts, is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of a pure and perfect truth. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, you said the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know. What they think they know, he said, is not wisdom at all. What does that mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, it is not discernment of what is pure, perfect, and holy. What men have called wisdom in this world, my brothers and sisters, is not a remembrance of what Most High declared from the beginning, yet only what the Most High declared from the beginning. That conscience alone, Rishon Acharon, what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal, that plan alone is life. He said, if we're scattered among the provocations, temptations of the nations, we must know that the Most High still, if we are to have faith in him, requires that we seek him to bring forth a pure, perfect work. If any man be double-minded about this, as if to say that he can just simply call upon the name of the Most High according to his vanities. Well, the scriptures tell us we will not be counted after such in any way to be called blameless. If we believe that the Most High does not require of his people that we seek a pure, perfect work, as if to say that he delights in the corruptions and misconceits and misallegiances and misadministrations of man, if we actually believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, we will not be prepared for him who comes, whose word is like a sharp two-edged sword, like a rod of iron, that does not deviate, my brothers and sisters, out of the various misconceits. The men in this world, after the heart of pretenders, have been gullible enough to think are wise. To be wise, my brothers and sisters, is to know the difference between good and evil. It is to know the difference, my brothers and sisters, between what is pure and perfect, whole, and what has been tainted. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that Messiah will come. If we read Isaiah 28 closely, it says the Most High is a mighty and a strong one by whom he will give rest to the earth by his hands. Rest, peace, my brothers and sisters, is not a word, is not a thought tainted after a world of contradictions. Rest and peace is after a pure, perfect word from the Most High, him and him alone, no inconsistencies in it, all men brought to one consent. For the scriptures tell us that all Israel will one day become wise to know beyond all the world how not to lie. Israel will become wise, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? To speak no lies, do no iniquity. And such a people as this, found honorable for the Most High, he will protect and defend against every deceiver and every oppressor, and no harm come to them. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand what is the purpose of man. And it was never that men should believe that the tainted misconceits of man were pure, acceptable, or for that matter, never to believe that the diverse attitudes of man were acceptable before the one Most High, our representation of him. In fact, all prophecy says, quite frankly, that when Messiah comes, the Most High has seen in this world none righteous, no, not one, none that does good. How about pure and perfectly according to his will? Men walking after evildoers, not realizing how much more they need to seek Yah for discretion. One scripture says in Isaiah 59, the way of peace, how about the pure, perfect will of Yah, they know not. Way of salvation they seek and do not find it. Most High beheld there was no intercessor, in other words, none who petitioned for the fullness of his will, even though there were those who would turn, if granted the opportunity, would turn from transgression. Turn from these massive pollutions. The scripture said if anyone will seek to turn toward righteousness in this world, they are made a prey. The world, my brothers and sisters, the wicked of this world would not have you to know what is the pure, perfect will of Yah, even realize the need to prepare yourself for a word beyond men. And after such as this, my brothers and sisters, many have been beguiled to believe the collaborations of man after a massive contradiction could somehow still be, what, salvation? Dare men believe that after worldliness you should be delivered from worldliness? Dare men believe that a multitude of institutions tainted, polluted, corrupted after the ways of men was ever the church at all? My brothers and sisters, the church, the people, the Most High called out from this mass of misconceits. But you got 45,000 denominations out here constrained after 280 nations, and who knows how many variant worldly religions, and yet you have a pope that just recently said that all the various leaders of the religions of the world must come together for peace. That's a damn lie. Possible for men to come together in all their multitude of differences and say it is peace with the Most High. That's a pact with the devil, and you better understand it now. You have no chance of survival if you can even believe, begin to believe otherwise. The Most High has already told us we should not take his name in vain. We should not intermingle his name or forge his name upon any man's misconceits. He will not accept it. That is total blasphemy and irreverence, disrespect for his name, for he has declared himself as he is, and he will only be worshipped according to, hear me now, my brothers and sisters, the truth he reveals by his spirit, and nothing else. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, is a vessel worthy unto survival. And man one day will have to prove himself worthy of existence, and existence itself demands that there be no contradiction, and that which hear me, my brothers and sisters, will be found true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. There are those who would have you not to discern this. But my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern better. And it's time we also have faith enough to believe the Most High can wipe our minds of every misconceit, show us the principles of his ways. That it be unto him and him alone that we worship. We are commanded we should have no other gods but he. No other standard but he. Certainly we should not intermingle the vanities of our own thoughts with his, that any man be misled, because that's all it can be. Whenever we even have the inkling of a thought that we do not revere or do not discern or do not seek inspiration from the Most High, that we do not lie or mislead ourselves or anyone. It's time we discern far better than this, my brothers and sisters. We live in a world where men have thought they were liberated by their own thoughts, the thought that their own thoughts could liberate them. They've talked about religious freedom, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of contradicting ideas and not realize that the contradictions themselves are bondage. The contradictions themselves are obstacles against discerning the pure, perfect truth. The multitude of contradictions after which men believe, my brothers and sisters, are the works of a devil and not Yah. Don't think that you can intermingle and mix all the devils together and get holiness. It's time we understand far better, my brothers and sisters. A mass misconceit has been perpetrated upon this world, and there are those who would have you never to know it. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I would not have you to be so easily deceived, because there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have believed so many lies that it's impossible or difficult for them to receive the knowledge of the truth. And it's impossible for them to receive the knowledge of the truth as long as they believe the lie. So the Most High must, unto the deliverance of his people, expose every misconceit. There's a reason, my brothers and sisters, why the scriptures say, speak of Messiah in the latter days, Isaiah 28. Most High has a mighty and a strong one by whom he will give rest to this earth, peace to this earth, a pure, perfect word to this earth by his hands. The scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, however. Did you hear me? The scriptures tell us again. Excuse me. Okay, we're back. Appreciate your patience. Yeah, maybe got a little hot and heavy there for a moment. But you have to understand, my brothers and sisters. Ephesians in the second chapter warns that men should not be beguiled to remain the children of wrath after the spirit of the air. What does that mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, the many misconceits of the nations. Remember, he was talking to the folks in Ephesus in the book of Ephesians. A polytheist, a people who had been polytheist, needed to learn to convert unto the will of the one, monotheist. Do you know it's impossible, my brothers and sisters, to convert from polytheism unto pure monotheism, preserving any of the pollutions of this world? But what is your dastardly pope sought to convince men to do? I just looked up over at the chat first before I had the little break. There were many more people there. Looks like a few may have vacated for a moment. Well, I pray that they will come back, because everybody does need to hear this. For those of you who are here, I thank you for listening. The truth is what it is, my brothers and sisters. The truth is what it is. Scripture tells us, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Yah. And that Word, that collective Word of truth, declares, my brothers and sisters, in fact, what Yah is, in fact, what is eternal. Upon that premise, my brothers and sisters, in terms of not only what the Most High had created from the beginning, but his expectation relative to that Word. Upon that, my brothers and sisters, were all things made. How about, my brothers and sisters, upon that expectation? The expectation what the Most High declared from the beginning. Congruent after that expectation are all things, my brothers and sisters. Well, only upon that expectation, my brothers and sisters, are all things allowed, even the hope of survival. Man must discern again what is, from the beginning to eternity, the continuum of existence, the hope of life. The hope, my brothers and sisters, there be peace among all his people by one spirit. consistently and eternally. That does not come, my brothers and sisters, by the imaginations of man. There's a reason why the scripture says in Isaiah 28, it talks about how in Isaiah 28 and 7, I have it there, but even those who would reprove, go back and read through the scriptures closely. One who called the reprovers in this present age also have erred with wine and with strong drink are gone out of the way, departed from the path. The priests and the prophets have also erred with strong drink. They're overcome and devoured by the wine, the misconceits, the lies that they partake of indiscriminately. The strong drink, false doctrine, partaking of what this, the senses of this world behold immoderately. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. All tables are full of vomit and filthiness. So there's no place clean. Hard words. Meaning that if you're not looking for the Most High to send Messiah with a word pure and perfect, beyond what is common conception, status quo in this world, you cannot begin to comprehend, to revere, or respect, to worship Yah, whose very name declares that he is as he is. That he is only worshiped as he is and not as men have imagined. Scripture says in him was life, with him, in him, of him who is that word from the beginning. Have we discerned, my brothers and sisters, that pure word that was before all the misimaginations of man? In him is life. And that word consistent, after what the Most High declared from the beginning, is the eventuality. And the only, my brothers and sisters, consistency. That word is the light of men. Listen to what it means. Most High has promised peace in this world. But again, my brothers and sisters, he said, if you can think about it, Isaiah 42 going into 43. Talk about your leaders are blind, yet men have followed after them and thought they had peace with him, as if they were already perfect. Well, the scripture says men are going to have to wake up. Because in order for men to become truly the servants of Yah, he must destroy Babylon. He must destroy every misrepresentation. Isaiah 41, 42. Most High has to restore what is honorable before Yah. He has to restore what is honorable and true to his name. But everything else is a deception. Scripture says, they who wait for him should renew their strength. Oh, what does it mean then? It means every polluted idea that men have upheld and every myth allegiance stands against insertion of our people. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he wanted a people consecrated true to him. I want you to think about something. If all these variant polytheisms were wise before the Most High, and many of them, my brothers and sisters, the seeds of them are perpetuation of damning lies that were already extant. And yes, and many of them were already extant long before the Most High called Israel as a nation. If any of these were viable, why does the Most High have to consecrate a people to himself, unlike all the rest of the nations? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I saw the other day the Pope with a multitude of other, let's just say, leaders, religious leaders, all saying they would come together for peace. Well, guess what? These multitude of differences, inconsistent constraints, are not because, did not come to exist because of a love of Yah, did not come to exist because people knew him, but because men chose to pretend that they did. That they might control the minds of others. They did not, my brothers and sisters, these varying ideas did not exist because of man's love for Yah, but man's exalting his own imaginations. I said as a result of man exalting his own imaginations, chosen to be, many times, even when they had, an opportunity, choosing to be pretentious. Not concerned whether they mislead the brothers, but looking for some ideal that they could create after which they could gather men together to exalt the very liars. I said to exalt the very liars who conceived these misconceits. Listen to me. These differences that we see in the world are not the result of the love of Yah or the knowledge of him. They are the result, my brothers and sisters, of efforts on the part of the adversary. Compel men to believe is wise. So much that the Most High never spoke. The differences would not exist if man had loved Yah and known Yah enough to, then the principle of the name known to seek Yah, knowing that he is only that he is, knowing that every other concept men might come up with is vanity, man knowing that would have been much more deliberate. As even now we should be, ask the Most High, that we might discern his will perfectly. In fact, the scriptures tell us, whoa, Isaiah 50. Oh, how about you keep it going like Isaiah, 5th chapter. Talk about Isaiah 50 for a minute. Scripture says, when Messiah comes, why when he came was there none to answer, when he spoke none to listen? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, because men have gotten so far from the knowledge of him that when he appears speaking a pure, perfect word, rare few ready to understand and believe it all. Isaiah 5th chapter. Woe to those who are wise in their own sight, who call evil good and good evil, take sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet. All because, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says they despise the command of the Holy One of Israel. Despise the very name, the principles of the Most High of hosts. They forgot, my brothers and sisters, and men choose to have chosen many times to do this. Seeking esteem from men. Men have sought oftentimes to look for a word, compromise, that many men indiscriminate might follow it unwisely. So much like Saul, King Saul, who sought to appease the people. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, say a true Jew is one who seeks to praise Yah. Seek to be found honorable before Yah, not men, because if a whole world be a liar, men seeking to be found honorable before men, and a multitude of different contentious ideals. Could never be called wise or acceptable. For Yah is and will be as he is. And if a whole world be a liar, Yah will be true to prove all his word to be. We have to understand that, my brothers and sisters. There's a serious tirade afoot, campaign afoot, presently, to keep men, keep the people from understanding this, cause men to become all the more indiscriminate. And our brothers and sisters, an indiscriminate mind is not a pure mind at all. The scriptures promise, however, the Most High will send one who will discern beyond all these various worldly convolutions. The Most High said that he would call forth by name to discern what is his pure, perfect will, make his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, discerning surely the difference between what is wise, what is not, what is good, what is evil. Discerning the difference, my brothers and sisters, between what is in all things before the Most High complete and made righteous versus every fallen standard, that he must liberate his people, expose. Is that what your leaders taught you? Last evening I talked about how they didn't want you to realize who, according to all prophecy, Messiah is. Because to know who he is to know for what reason he comes. And the scripture says it is that all the world may know from the rising of the sun to the west, from the west to the rising of the sun, that there is but one lordship, one mastery, one standard after which men might find salvation. One pure and perfect word, one pure and perfect authority, my brothers and sisters, after which in mastery above every illusion and every lie. For my brothers and sisters, a man is a servant of him whose ideals he obeys. But I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, in that there's only one mastery. And the scriptures tell you point blank. Even the devils know that there's one who is supreme, and they tremble. What does it mean? It means that they know that without his favor, without his mercy, without his tutelage, not knowing his covenant, and being without knowledge to obey that covenant, our brothers and sisters, there's no hope of life. How is it that men have not known this? Like I said, from the garden, men have been tricked into believing somehow. I said, my brothers and sisters, men have been tricked into thinking somehow that the wages of error, sin, pollution, perversion, unrighteousness, partiality, men have been tricked to believe that somehow that's still yet life. My brothers and sisters, none of these partialities nor pollutions would ever have existed if man had kept and preserved all that is divine instruction as he was commanded. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that so many have forgotten this? Most High says he is as he is, meaning that he will not accept or seal to confirm anyone with his name. That would seek to uphold anything else but the purity and the fullness of what is divine will, plan, and desire. You will not accept anything less, my brothers and sisters, but a people willing to accept his law under perfect cooperation with him. And perfect cooperation with him definitely demands the law. And the man who believes that it is the grace and favor of the Most High that he's left ignorant of what is divine plan and what is cooperation true to all that he has already, the Most High has already planned and decreed, must be the common consciousness of his people. Whoever believes that he doesn't need a law to become true to that, and or who can believe that the misorientations of man or the orientations of this world are viable unto peace with all those who have discerned the truth. Brothers and sisters, such a being, I will tell you now, is absolutely insane. It is impossible for such a premise to be true. The grace or the gift and the mercy of Yah, since the Most High will be true to all his word, is that he reveals what is his plan, that he reveals discretion, that man not so easily be exploited. And the scripture says, in the last days, man must look to the one who indeed will conform to do what is required to put upon himself the helmet of salvation, to guard his mind, the word, seeking the word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, and the fullness of all that it is, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, to guard his heart and convictions, the sword of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, to discern and to guard what is a pure, perfect word, and he will have zeal as his cloak. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says this must come at a time when the way of peace men have not known. Many of my brothers and sisters, for a long time, have men not discerned the need to seek a pure, perfect word that they not fall for any man's lie. It is because men have not discerned the fullness of that pure, perfect word that so many have beguiled to believe that men who say they seek peace have beguiled so many of my brothers and sisters to conform to what is only a constant hatred against the fact that Yah has never said that he would accept unto himself even the thoughts of another. I want you to hear me. There's a reason why he said, your thoughts have not been like my thoughts, your ways have not been like you, like his ways. That you seek him while he is near, in other words, while he offers opportunity to grasp the knowledge of his ways. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have been made slothful, negligent in the pursuit of the truth, not understanding what the early church knew. Like I said, if you knew Messiah would come, and not by any means to sanction any man's lie, and to only offer a petition for mercy to those who had turned from transgression, only to petition for mercy and even an opportunity to grow for those who will be a vessel of his word to receive it, or to receive his word to be a vessel unto him. To know, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah makes no petition for those who would resist reason. It's to understand also, my brothers and sisters, the need to seek the Most High that you might perhaps be found blessed enough to discern reason when you hear it. Discern reason, my brothers and sisters, when you see it. And to discern, my brothers and sisters, that only those who prove that they can cooperate in that reason, that wisdom are worthy. Like I said, the adversary in the garden tried to trick man and succeeded, compelling men to believe that the wages of sin or error is somehow still yet life. My brothers and sisters, from the times of old to the present, it's still related to the same thing. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yah is eternal life. Well, the word for gift is also the word for mercy and the word for favor. Do people believe that they have favor from the Most High for believing a lie, for believing a pretense, for refusing to realize the need to reason far more so than is ordinary? They didn't tell you, but they should have, my brothers and sisters, at Isaiah 40, the chapter, when it says, comfort ye, O my people. There's a command that we seek the Most High to reason far beyond what is common to man. That we see beyond every obstacle, that we all see eye to eye what is the glory of the Most High. That our warfare and contentions might come to an end, because what the word is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, there's no warfare in it. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who believe the grace of Yah is that they somehow might be called favored for pretending that the Most High has no law, that the Most High has no plan, that peace might be attained by what they call freedom to believe whatever they will, and call an agreement, a covenant with the Most High. Does that make any sense? No, my brothers and sisters. And because men have been lax and quite negligent in their pursuit of the truth, indeed, my brothers and sisters, no question about it, but there's a lot of truth that's been missing to man's thoughts. A lot of truth that men have forgotten. The scripture says that too quite well. If you read Isaiah 46, 8 through 13, it said, remember these things, O ye sinners. Bring them again to mind, O ye transgressors. It wouldn't say that, my brothers and sisters, unless the word has been some very potent and very important, potent and important word. Men have forgotten. I keep hearing people over and over again telling me the damn lie that the gospel has not been hid. Why would the scripture say if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost? You think the world, my brothers and sisters, has a sense of direction today without a leader? Think again. 45,000 denominations and nobody, my brothers and sisters, misled. 45,000 denominations. And men not discerning an absolute path, and they turn around and sit back and say that they know the way. My brothers and sisters, scripture said Messiah will return to show again the way that men have not known. Please go back and read Isaiah 42 around the 16th verse. It says, the way that they have not known, the path that they have not discerned, in that path shall he lead them. My brothers and sisters, it means that man, after a multitude of differing ideas, has not found the way unto him, because the only path that will lead to him is a path after which he would guide his people. And it's true, my brothers and sisters, of what he declared from the beginning. Have men known what that is? I will only tell you this, my brothers and sisters, at the beginning. The early church knew quite well the Messiah would come to declare and to bring remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of all that humanity has forgotten. To declare the path that is from the beginning, even saying in Isaiah 48, to a world that has sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Oh, that you had kept my commandments. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. He says he would come saying from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. To show you again the way that you should go. It wouldn't say that he would come to show you again the way that you should go. If you weren't lost. But Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, that these words that I'm speaking to you now are very precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. Fatal flattery won't save anyone. My brothers and sisters, remember the apostle they called Caper, Peter. Had to come to understand that one touch is not sufficient to assure that man is kept along the path. Caper realized the Messiah is the one who is declared that sure word like a sharp two-edged sword, a word that casts out all the darkness, a word that reveals the light the world would obscure, a word that would show that so much of what men call The leaders who taught them light were the children of darkness. The Kepha realized that the Messiah was the one spoken of in Isaiah 41. The righteous one likened to the rising sun, the son of righteousness that arises, Malachi said. Revelation 7:2 calls him the son of righteousness, who arises in the context of calling him the one called angel from the rising sun. 16:12, the king of the east. Psalm 24, the King of Glory. The one, my brothers and sisters, the honorable king who will not compel men to lift their souls unto vanity or to swear deceitfully after any man's lie. Who will declare righteousness, my brothers and sisters, as it comes forth from the Holy One of Salvation. Your leaders, my brothers, have not been so honorable. In fact, they would seek to assure that you never discern what honor before the Most High is. And the rulers have made themselves rulers and judges. Yet the truth is, my brothers and sisters, that in their corruption, they have no viable reason or authority after which even they should exist. They exist, my brothers and sisters, today, not because men have revered the Most High. The existence, my brothers and sisters, because it's not divine rule. I said it's not divine rule that man is subject to in this world of licentious disobedience. Present rulers, my brothers and sisters, they have power over men because men have given that power to them. Man in his disobedience opened up the doors for misconceit. And then his desire, my brothers and sisters, in his unrepentant state to believe that the standards that he has come up after his own with after his own imagination were the will of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is all the work of the devil. Present rulers have power over men because men deceived have not refused to believe, my brothers and sisters, that they are deceived. Rather believe a deceiver than believe that they are deceived and a liar. Present rulers have power over men. Because men deceived the whole to damnations. Divisive ideas separated from the Most High. Present rulers have power because men have given authority to wicked men, lawless men, imprudent, indiscriminate, arrogant in their ignorance, selfishly ambitious men. Men have given them power. How, my brothers and sisters? By not choosing to accept that the holy name means that Yah is all and everything that he is and nothing less. And men have not sought all that is true to Yah, that they might discern the way past such wickedness. The rulers of this world, my brothers and sisters, their power is not given them by Yah, but of men. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say, the power of devils that have deceived mankind to believe that lesser standards are wise. Isaiah, in the 41st chapter, talks about how men are going to have to find out that those that they elected were abominable men, not godly at all, not godly. Not, in fact, my brothers and sisters, not even having worth unto life. Abominations. Prideful men, my brothers and sisters. More concerned with pulpits and thrones than humbling themselves to discern what is the reconciliation of a people. And if they don't want to see a people reconciled unto the will of one, what are they? Seeking to preserve the multitude of misconceits. My brothers and sisters, you can't seek to preserve even your own misconceits and expect life. Men have elected fools. My brothers and sisters, the only gift they can offer souls is damnation. There's a reason why the scripture says Most High has a chosen one. That he is brought forth like, so come forth suddenly like the rising sun. One, my brothers and sisters, will reveal the light the world has sought to hide. And he said, the princes of your rulers be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. For he said, behold, my servant, my elect one, whom my soul delights, I put my spirit forth him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations. And he shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he set justice in the earth, and I shall wait. All the land sustained by the word of Yah. I said land sustained by the word of Yah. Shall wait for, seek after, reverently wait for an order that is his law. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says the isles, I want you to understand even entire continents are islands surrounded by waters. And the scriptures tell us that all the land that exists above the water is sustained by his word. Dare men believe that they can deny that word and still be sustained above the waters? Understand, my brothers and sisters, what we are speaking of here. Since the leaders, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says those who led of them are destroyed. Since the scripture says, if the blind lead the blind, both will fall in the pit. What then, my brothers and sisters, are those whose allegiances are to the vain, unacceptable words, concept that can never perform divine purpose? Micah 4 and 4, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. 5:14 to 24, you're supposed to be the light to the world. To reveal the light the world would obscure. Don't think that denying the law and the prophets in any way, my brothers and sisters, will count you among those who are in the light. What else is the light of the world, my brothers and sisters, but the law and the prophets? The knowledge of what the Most High has declared and wrote, what he requires of his people, what shall be? Not to know this, my brothers and sisters, is to be in darkness. He said, watch out for false prophets, meaning watch out for those who won't tell you the whole story. It'll be found, my brothers and sisters, that they never preach true to the name, honorable to the Most High as he is. And he would say, keep away from me, you whose works are what? Inequity, iniquity, uncleanness, and injustice. Do you think it's cleanliness? Clean before the Most High, just before the Most High. The men of Satan get every lying, dastardly, transgressing, sinful, disgusting way, and intermingle together. What made you think, my brothers and sisters, that any of these were accepted before the Most High in the first place? Like I said, the Most High says he has one that he has named and chosen to bring back the knowledge of the truth. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please check out on my website, hiddengospel.com, the article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Scriptures that are there, my brothers and sisters, from Genesis to Revelation relate also what is the secret city prophecies. www.hiddengospel.com /secret-city. The secret city prophecies you must know. You must understand why the scriptures talk about that city. That the scripture says Messiah would come. And reprove that city, because people didn't listen, it would prove they never knew him. But the Most High has a plan to get people to listen. Realize that nothing is viable but the word that the Most High gives himself, and man has no hope of life or surviving the wrath that is going to come upon this earth and upon all the lands. To men, my brothers and sisters, give hope in the word that this one gives. And the scripture didn't say that he would reconcile mankind unto himself by the word of any other. When he says, behold, my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights, he didn't say he would delight in the word of any other. Did not say he would delight in the discretion of any other. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of particulars in this world that need to be clarified. He didn't say, my brothers and sisters, after the discretion of another, that anyone would be called pure, perfect, complete, and worthy of his name. And he said he would not give his name to be profaned or polluted after the misconceits of another. So my brothers and sisters, realize the only hope man has toward life, survival, is the appearance of one for whom the scripture says you should be waiting. We talked last evening about Malachi saying the Most High hates these divisions, wrought of leaders partial in the law, wrought of leaders who treacherous against the covenant, forgetting that we all should have one father, one teacher. Causing men to be treacherous against the covenant, no covenant at all. Causing men to worship at the way of foreign gods. What do you think that means? Is Sikhism, Hinduism, Buddhism true to the ways of Israel, my brothers and sisters? Absolutely not. I will even go as far as to say, do you really think that what is present-day Judaism, Hasidic, Orthodox, conservative, Reform, whatever, do you believe that's true to what the prophets declared of old when all the prophets had to reprove the priests? Messiah said that what the Pharisees had was hypocrisy. He called what the priest had, my brothers and sisters, and he didn't call it the way of life. There's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, is going to have to be restored. It's going to have to be restored in all that is pure form, and man's going to have to transcend wherever men have taken the words of the Most High, or the thoughts of the Most High, and called themselves wise after their meager and shallow-minded understanding. It's going to have to occur, my brothers and sisters. It's the only way we'll have life. No possibility of peace, my brothers and sisters. The promise of Yah to fulfill peace, safety for his own. It only comes when he reclaims and regathers his people from the midst of all those who are blind and distort their reasoning. And then defend them against all those who would speak lies. Zephaniah 3:13. It's impossible for this world to have peace while there's a multitude of diversity, treacherous differences. The differences, they talk about all, the Pope talked about the idea about getting all the various religions. Varied religions? Did you not understand that the gift of Yah, the pure and perfect word, no variableness, no shadow of changing? Who then, my brothers and sisters, gave you leaders that they said they can intermingle these variances and say that this is peace? The gift, the grace, the mercy, the favor of Yah is an invariant word. What do you think a multitude of varying religions is? But the work then, my brothers and sisters, of a deviant, the work of a devil, and to seek to intermingle them all is a devil's delight. You must understand better. Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Everybody concerned about preserving their pulpits and thrones, keeping the people off balance, wanting to believe they are wise after a multitude of misconceits. Even seeking to support and defend those who will fatally flatter them. Never knowing the way of peace, a pure and perfect word. Messiah said, go forth and make disciples of all nations. Discipline them. Convert them. All nations. Baptized, purging them, causing them to usurp all previous allegiance to every impure standard across the world. Teach them to do everything he commanded. Purity and completion offers one choice. Purity and completion, my brothers and sisters, is the gospel of peace with Yah. And the expectation of Messiah to do this, to bring that pure, perfect word, that's all part of the gospel. Didn't say, my brothers and sisters, he would be complicit after all these differences, but will come to destroy every misconceit. The scripture says, the kings of the earth should be dust before his sword and driven stubble before his bow. He said, you discern in that day the difference between the righteous and the wicked. And the wicked, those who would preserve any unclean ways, should be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that he should do this. No possibility of peace with Yah, my brothers and sisters, after a word of thought that is not his own. And Yah cannot fulfill his promise of peace. And reclaiming the world to himself as an inheritance for his people, while a multitude of diversely different, treacherous, misideals seem at all worthy to exist in the eyes of any soul. Men, my brothers and sisters, exalt what seems wise to them to their own advantage. My brothers and sisters, no advantage. It's only to your detriment. Behold any man's illusion, so you must discern the difference. Scripture says in Ephesians 6, you must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. Yah has to expose all these misconceits. Scripture says man is incapable of delivering himself. The gift of Yah is required. He said he would send one who would be a shepherd to his people, to establish his people, even Israel, upon a firm foundation, to expose all the oracles or false scenarios that men have decreed, to show man beyond every crooked way and cause man to see again the secrets, the precious truths of the Most High that men have sought to hide in the secret places. But my brothers and sisters, in the day that he should do this, I'm talking about Isaiah 44 through 45, you have to remember that it is he who declares whether there be good or bad times on earth. And he says, woe to those who will strive with their maker. Potsherds, unfit pots, unclean, ready for the breaking, who will strive with their maker. Do you dare to think the Most High must conform to what people think shall be because they refuse to listen? What are those who strive with the Maker? Do they dare think that the Most High, who made all things, must conform to man's scenarios and expect peace to be the result? My brothers and sisters, it's because men have different projections as to what in this world must be. There's so many arguments. Let me tell you something, like I'll say it again. It's not possible, my brothers and sisters, for the world to come to one consent and peace with the Most High while, as they say, falsehood should coexist with the truth on earth. You don't mix the two. They have no fellowship one with the other. You can't mix light with darkness. My brothers and sisters, you can't mix good with evil. And expect to have the pure state the Most High declared remain. You can't sit back and make compromises with a pack of lies and expect to be able to be made pure. Like I said, if Yah were pleased with polytheism, Egyptology, Greco-Romanism, let me tell you something, Egyptology existed long before the Most High declared, called forth his nation Israel. Different ideas of Egypt, polytheism, Greco-Romanism. Well, my brothers and sisters, I got news for you. A lot of that polytheism that came from Egypt has spawned Greco-Romanism, Norse mythology. A lot of these were part of the polytheism, my brothers and sisters, that had been extant. In the time the Most High called forth Israel. And if any of these others were viable, Hinduism, if any of these others were viable, would the Most High consecrate to himself a people with an absolute word, if any of these other things were true to his name? But nevertheless, your Pope, emissary from hell, says the folks should get together in all their different religions and come together. What? Scripture says they gathered against the Most High and against his anointed. Who then are these people, my brothers and sisters? Most High said you should not take his name or swear by his name according to the vanities of any thought that would not perform divine purpose. You have no other gods, he said before, how about intermingle with him? So now make yourself any graven image. Well, let me tell you something. The worst form of idol is a misconceit the man has in his own mind and heart. Do not take his name, swear by his name falsely, after the ideals of another, after the precepts of men. He said, remember the Shabbat day. How about remember, my brothers and sisters, not just the Shabbat, but remember all that is complete and holy before the Most High, that you might consecrate yourself fully and completely unto him. My brothers and sisters, if men have not sought to understand and remember what is the pure, perfect will of Yah, to think that fallen standards, impure and incomplete in this world, are viable in a Shabbat, in a feast day, in a new moon, and dare to believe such unclean doctrine, let alone unclean food, is true to what's necessary to sustain mind, body, and soul. The scripture says if you do this, they took that out of your King James Version, but it's in the Aramaic. You can be so easily bewitched to be doomed as though living in the world. Divided by the various standards, diverse standards of this worldliness that you allow still yet to be a ruler over you. I will say it again. Reverence for Yah, respect for Yah begins in knowing what the scriptures have told us that we should expect from the Most High when he reveals his son. Conscience, my brothers and sisters, that for a long time this world has not known, that those of you are expecting any day. Oh, my brothers and sisters, sometimes very soon, expecting very soon, the Messiah must appear in a convoluted world such as this. Do you expect him to come, my brothers and sisters, and tell you that you are already wise? Who told you that? There's a reason why the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. It is because, my brothers and sisters, he would declare a sense of discretion and discernment. Based upon all that the Most High reveals to him according to his purpose. Everything, my brothers and sisters, according to divine purpose, everything conformant as one according to how the Most High set all things together. That all things should work together for one common good. But man, my brothers and sisters, disrespectful of this. Some people even dare to tell you that the kingdom that the Most High has promised is somewhere up in the sky. Having prepared you, understand that all the lies that are on this world must be no more, that there might be peace in this world. Left men grossly indiscriminate, slothful and negligent. And most people haven't discerned how, in believing such things, they've been robbed of their very souls. But I would have you, my brothers and sisters, in the gift of the Most High, I would have you to know better. Tell you again what the Most High told me. He said to me that I have for him some very important things for his cause, for his purpose, for the cause of his people to do. He told me because of what I must do, he said I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends, as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And I'll tell you again, my brothers and sisters, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, has indeed told me. But I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to avert, to silence. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, they could to destroy. But we who are wise know the Most High, his word endures forever. He does not change. He is not weary, nor does he ever forget what is his standard. Blessed are them who will know this and will hold steadfast the promise. Website, hiddengospel.com/ Well, my brothers and sisters, a lot of articles there. Gospel of Shiloh tells us that Messiah must come forth as a lawgiver. HiddenGospel.com/tribulation 70-365 AD tells us how the world got to this indiscriminate state. What did Messiah say in Yohanan 7:7? He said, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil. My brothers and sisters, what could they do? Messiah was not only testifying and telling people that the works of the world are evil, corrupted, but explaining how it's so. Let me tell you something. In the Hebrew mind, there's no such thing as a pure, perfect evil. Evil does not exist forever. It is a deviation from a perfect state. How then, my brothers and sisters, that in this deviated state, not discerning the word that is from the beginning, beyond all worldly allegiances. How dare men say it so easily that they are wise before the time when the Savior comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not given consideration, not known and not considered. Scripture says, then when he appears, every man will know how to praise and give honor unto Yah. But there are those who would prefer to believe that they were wise and unwilling to consider all things, not wisdom at all, not wisdom at all. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm looking at my time. I only got a few minutes left. And this, the Feast of Tabernacles. I would tell you that it's a very good and blessed thing if you would take out time to ask the Most High to take your mind back, that you see what was the expectation of our people, that you begin to see the truth as it was before so many of these lies were ever conceived. It might be brought to your remembrance, my brothers and sisters, righteousness as of old in former years, that in Messiah's appearance you might discern him. For only those, my brothers and sisters, are humble enough to do this, only they, my brothers and sisters, will understand. Seen so many comments, closed my eyes and seen so much chaos in this world. It has to end. Men riding down all manner of paths, and all they do is collide to destroy one another. Gotta learn again the way, my brothers and sisters, and the right path after which men should walk. Then they make it safely to the goal. Hear my brothers and sisters, and stay. I ask that you would stay tuned. I ask that you examine the things that I've written on that website, so you might have a better foundation to understand that of which I speak. That Yah might show your mind and heart the way that He from the beginning has planned. And again, my brothers and sisters, in this time the Most High has consecrated, it's time of the Feast of Tabernacles when we must learn to take upon ourselves a sure foundation, a secure place in which we might have life. Discerning the plan of life, asking the Most High to reveal the ways of our the patriarchs of old. And this time, my brothers and sisters, I ask the Most High might show again the way of light. My brothers and sisters, men no more walk in the ways of darkness. Again, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I thank you all for listening. And unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, I say it again, because He said that He would reveal Himself to those who are the most humble and diligent souls. Unto His name, as He is, His might, His sovereignty, forever and always, and unto His praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all for listening. And I thank you all who having heard my words, for seek Yah absolutely as He is, knowing that nothing else stable and viable. Pray the Most High for the minds and hearts.